Captain Ali Hughes. Hi, Ali, how are you?
Hi, how are you doing? I'm well, thanks.
That's good. Now, you're here to talk about Exercise Caterer. My first question is, what is Exercise Caterer?
Exercise Falkland Caterer is going to be a chance to test and improve the trade and military skills of all the soldiers, sailors and airmen from within MPC. A team from each service, so we've got an Army, Navy and Air Force team, and we've also then got a team of civilian contractors.
Okay.
There's four people in each team. And of those, you've got to have two chefs as a minimum, and you've got to have one female.
Not an easy thing to do.
It's not an easy thing, and you know, as I said, there's a run phase to it. The run phase being 6 miles, best effort with 15 kilos on the back in boots. They are going to be knackered, and certainly that's the aim.
Do they know what the challenges are? Because I know some of the challenges for Rhino Caterer, but I don't want to sort of like spoil it if you've not given them. Are they?
We're certainly not going to tell you what the leadership and command task bits are. They're all aware of the fact that there's going to be a run. They should have seen the run route. It's the same 10K route that's advertised in the gym.
Yeah.
But once they finish that, they'll then go on to the command and leadership phase, of which you know, they won't know what's happening until they get there.
And, I mean, you're trying to raise money for charity at the same time, aren't you?
That's the overall aim, yeah. Obviously, we're trying to test their skills, but the main aim is to raise charity money for the Royal British Legion and for SAMR 82 at the same time.
Can people come along and watch the entire exercise?
Yeah, we're hoping that people are going to come along and cheer on their service, whether they be Army, Navy, Air Force or civilian. They can come along the whole day and cheer on.
You're going to be cooking food, and good quality food.
We hope so.
So who's going to be eating all the food?
People have actually paid £15 a head to come and be one of the diners. We've named it the improvised dining phase. And as part of the evening, they'll watch the service, watch the chefs cook, and then they'll get to sample the food. You know, full 3-course meal they'll get.
And I believe there's a knees up afterwards as well, is that right?
Well, from 9 o'clock till 10.30, yeah, the bar's open. So the bar's open all the way from 6.30 all the way through to 10.30. So anyone can come and watch, basically. £3 on the door, you'll get a free curry included in your £3, and then you can stand at the bar and watch what's going on.
You're giving it away! £3 and a free curry? So when and where is it taking place?
As I said, there's 3 phases to go through. At 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, that's when the run starts. So you'll be able to cheer on your teams, starting from the gym, and they'll be finishing and starting in the same place. From there, at 3 o'clock, they then go into the command and leadership phase, and that'll be in tumble-down gym. So again, if you want to come and cheer them on, feel free. And then from 6.30, anyone is welcome to come up. There's a bus service running from 12 FAC every 30 minutes up to the bulk store up opposite the JEC. It's next Saturday the 6th of April.
Get yourself along at Exercise Caterer. Thank you for coming in. Did you want to say thanks for the cake, by the way?
That's perfectly all right.
Thank you very much.
You don't mind me saying, obviously, this event has been majorly helped out by Sodexo and NAFI, who have contributed everything towards this. Because of them, every single penny that is from the ticket prices and from the £3 that's being given will go directly to charity. No money has been spent on the organisation of it.